This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
Welcome again, everyone, to Sweet Omar, your penthouse for eclectic music. This is Brother Omar. This is a special edition of Three Guys Talking Smack, Listening to Music podcast. We're going to be doing something a little different over the next month or so. We have a live stream at live365.com, and over there we do individual shows. So our brilliant executive producer came up with the idea that each of us would do a sample of our individual podcasts, of our individual shows as a podcast. So I'm up first, and what we came up with here opening the show was Puff Johnson from 1997, album called Miracle. That song was called All Over Your Face, which also featured Jermaine Dupri, and was produced by narrator Michael Walden. That was recommended to me back in 1998 by one of our listeners, Miss Vaughn. Thank you for recommending that album, and thank you for continuing to listen to us. What we're going to hear next is Who Can I Turn To from the Main Ingredient. Main Ingredient was a group formed in 1969. This particular song we're going to hear was from 1972. It was actually featured in the musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. The Temptations also covered this song at some point. The lead vocalist on this song is Cuba Gooding Sr., and who he replaced the former lead singer, who was Don McPherson, who had passed away. So that's going to be the first song we hear. Next is going to be Milt Jackson from an LP entitled Sunflower, People Make the World Go Round, which was a stylistic hit at the time. Milt Jackson was the vibraphone player, former member of the Modern Jazz Quartet. After that, we're going to hear What a Difference a Day Makes. It's an old classic from the 60s. It's going to be performed here by Renee Marie. Renee Marie came on the scene in the early 2000s. She was out of Roanoke. She had moved to Richmond, started performing, and did some recording. Reached a little national fame. She did some time in Denver. She was known at the time, at the she was invited to do the national anthem at the mayor's inaugural in Denver. And she got up there and she actually sung the Black National Anthem to the tune of the National Anthem. That was quite a big thing at the time. I understand she's moved back to Virginia now. She did a concert here in the Richmond area a couple of years ago. And so that's what we're going to hear next. And we'll be back to talk a little bit more with you after that.
Ooh. Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Benita's Wine Tip. How do I know if a wine is age-worthy? Most of the wines that you purchase are not suited for aging. Only about 5% of the world's wines are, and those are going to be pretty high in acid. But I have a secret. None of those age-worthy wines are going to be at the grocery store. So if you're interested in saving a bottle for a future special occasion, ask your favorite sommelier, wine boutique owner, or hit me up at thevinewineclub.com. I'd love to help. Cheers. Thank you.
Difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was brooding. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made. And the difference is you. the sun and the flowers, where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Now there's only you, dear. Lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Feel good music 24/7. Three guys talking smack and listening to music at the intersection of culture and music here on Live 365.
Now that there's you, I can get up in the morning, look down the lonesome road, know that I have the strength to carry on. Now that there's you, love abides in my soul. I have a purpose, I have a goal. I can reach out and touch the star that yesterday seemed so far. Now that there's you, oh, you. No matter the trial, I'll get by, 'cause I know there's an answer somewhere in your smile. Now that there's you, I can reach that mountaintop. Until I get there, I won't stop. I've a new sense of pride. It makes me do things I've never tried. Now that there's you, and all. I like them balls.
a mother for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Look here. There was a time when I was all alone. I had a secret. Thought I was gone. Somebody dug me. Said, now see what you were doing, brother. Still ahead of me. But when I get burnt, what you got to have, see, you can have a mother for me, yeah, go on.
Peace and love, friends. Welcome to Sweet Omar, your penthouse for eclectic music on Live 365 Radio.
Born to lose, I've lived my life in vain. Every dream has only brought me pain. All my life, I've always been so blue. Born to lose, and now I'm losing you. Born to lose, it seems so hard to bear. When I wake and find that you're not, you've grown tired, and now you say we're through. Born to lose, and now I'm losing you.
Yeah, we're back. That was Ray Charles, world famous Ray Charles. That song was called Born to Lose. Ray Charles covered a lot of music in a lot of different categories during his time. This was actually a country song, which he kind of adapted to a kind of a bluesy type of thing. But Ray did all kinds of music. If you ever saw the movie with Jamie Foxx, you see that he was into any and all types of music and was very good at all of it. Actually played with Quincy Jones in his early life. And went on to a lot of fame during his career. Before that was a song by the Ebonys from 1971, Determination. Ebonys were kind of a popular local East Coast R&B group during the time. That song was called Determination. Before that was the Godfather of Soul, Mr. Funk himself, James Brown, doing a Mother Popcorn. And we started that set with Valerie Simpson, better known as part of the Ashford and Simpson duo. She actually did a couple of solo projects in the early 70s. This is from the first one called Exposed, and that song was called Now That There's You. Just want to talk a little bit about Three Guys Talking Smack and listening to music, and how we came to be. Kind of started off just as a bunch of guys texting back and forth, sending music to each other, and just acting silly. Big P and I, we go all the way back to Catholic school, Catholic church days back in the late 60s, early 70s. We both altar boys at the time. No shared trauma or anything like that from that, from those days. But we've been friends. Our families were friends, and we became friends over the years. Liam and I, kind of like third generation family friends. His grandmother and my grandmother were friends. His mother and my mother were friends, and we've been kind of hanging out since 10 or 11 years old. So as the group text went on, at that time, Big P was producer of a successful community affairs program, the Tanya Free Show. And when Miss Tanya decided to step away and go on to other things, we really miss her, by the way, Miss Tanya. But when she decided to step away, Big P suggested that we come together in the studio and just kind of play the music and talk smack like we were doing on the group text. So that's how we kind of started, actually got together just a little over a year ago now. So we did a few sample podcasts, and then we had this little cute bundle of energy show up. Miss Benita showed up and kind of added a whole another level of fire and creativity to the whole podcast. And she's kind of been our inspiration and our guide since then. So we thank Miss Benita, who became our sponsor. So y'all check out and support the DivineWineClub.com. And so I don't know where they all are today. They kind of left me here to do this on my own, knowing that I'm technologically challenged and everything, but I'm doing the best I can, and I appreciate. We're going to try to get them in here at some point. I understand some kind of meeting's going on. I don't know if it involves me or not, but we'll find out more details about that later. As a matter of fact, I just got a little email. I'm going to have to go check the email out. In the meantime, we're going to hear some more music, and we'll be back and see what happens next.
It's next soon. Is again dedicated to the spirit of the goddess. It's called Queen Bee. We'll be right back.
numbers and 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 numbers. Okay, babies, time to shift gears.
Welcome to Sweet Omar, the penthouse for eclectic music and more. Three guys talking smack and listening to music, live 365.
Send it.
Yeah!
Okay, we're back. That was Ashford and Simpson. Send It. We'd heard a solo song by Valerie Simpson earlier. This was the duo Ashford and Simpson, and that was called Simpson. Before that, we heard, I'm sorry, that was called Send It. Before that, we heard a Taj Mahal song called Queen Bee. Taj Mahal, kind of a country, world music, reggae type of performer, and that was a good song also. As I was saying, I'm kind of here by myself at the moment. I have reached out to my partners to see what's going on. I got a memo from WikiLeaks, and it was speaking about a meeting going on with the three of you guys with two podcast organizations, Spudroot and Stopify, and they were looking at doing a new podcast called Bonita and Two Tall Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music. So me being 5'3½", I figured I was a short man out. So we're going to bring them guys in now and get this, see if this was just fake news, what's going on behind the scenes. We got Liam and Big P and Miss Bonita out there. Y'all joining me now?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
And okay. And he's got the camera, and we can see the penthouse now. He never let us look at the penthouse.
Yeah.
Look at the view.
The view is amazing.
That's why we had to have that meeting prior, because he never would let us see the penthouse.
Exactly.
Well, I thought you've been there before.
This is actually the panic room.
Me.
I'm in the panic room right now. You're in the panic room. Yeah.
But is that a jacuzzi I see through the window out on the patio?
Oh, you're not supposed to be looking out the window now. Hold on. Let me close the blinds.
Oh.
So I want to thank you guys.
Who was that?
It looked like Bonita did it.
No. If I didn't see Bonita on the other screen, I would think it was her, but no.
I tell you.
The wonders of modern technology. That's what happens when you pull the shades
back. You don't know what's behind them.
So thank you guys for joining us. First, we can address these rumors that's flying around out here. I really don't think they believe it, but we never know what's going on. So if y'all got something to tell me, you can tell me now. If not, we'll go on with the rest of the show. We can talk about Live 365. We can talk about what's going on with Three Guys Talking Smack. And it's been a great experience for the year that we've been doing this, and I appreciate you guys for letting me be a part of it. Big P, you want to talk first?
It's been a little over a year, actually.
Yeah, it's been over a year, actually.
Our time flies.
Started May 19, I think it was.
May.
We actually started before then, but we don't want to talk about that.
That was the experimental stage.
The lost episodes.
Yeah, that was before we had a serious sponsor to help us out here.
That's right.
Thank you, Miss Bonita.
We have a serious sponsor now.
For at least until this podcast is over, anyway, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I understand we had some comments, didn't we?
Oh, okay.
Some comments.
Yeah.
The first comment is from our good friend Diane, and she's talking about a troll that we had on the. We read a comment on the previous show. The hell Stan? With that troll.
Are you talking about Stan?
I don't know his name. The hell with that troll. I love Big P's morning show. I heard that Dave Matthews song today, and it brought me to tears. We need mercy. If I wanted a straight gospel show, I would listen to my local praise station. That show helps me get my day started. Don't waste your time with that fool, Liam. He ain't worth the time and effort.
Diane is such a smart woman. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane. She's been hanging with us
for a while. We thank her. We thank Diane.
Yeah, Diane. You're special.
Kelly says, speaking truth to power, Black Lives Matter. Yes, they do. Brother Jim's gave big ups to the Night Owl.
Who that be? Who the Night Owl be?
That boy, that Liam boy.
That Liam boy. You want to talk about that Night Owl?
He's a badass in mofo.
I just want to thank Jim.
Watch your mouth, Big P.
I want to thank Jim for supporting us and Night Owl. And I'm glad he's enjoying it. And I know a few weeks back, I did a show that I learned a new phrase on not suitable for work, I think it was. But anyway, I'm not going to do that
again.
Story
of your life?
Yeah. I just want him to know I'm not going to do that again. I didn't realize. I want people to listen and everybody to be able to listen. So I just play stuff like that when I get in that mood from time to time. I think I play a lot of heavy hip hop that day. I was just in that mood. And so I won't do that during your working hours because I like that you enjoy our programming. So But thanks so much for listening, Jim, Brother Jim. And
thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it. And I'm glad it gets you through your night. I'll just keep it up. And maybe one night I'll be like Omar and I'll take over and go live, like, or do a little something just for you, Jim.
Yeah, we look forward to that. From what I understand through Big P, that each of you will also be doing these individual podcasts based on the shows that we do over on Live 365. Is that correct? Who's up next?
I believe Benita's up next, but as far as that goes, do we have to have you guys on when we do this?
So you have been talking to Spud Root and Stopify, haven't you?
That's that Diana said.
No, I was doing this to protect. I was doing this to protect you, Brother Omar.
Diana,
you're my friend. I've known you.
Okay,
long
I have more comments. That's enough of
I
that.
Know how send the bird song feels.
All right.
Okay. Let's go back to the comments.
Comment from Thomas: why is ending racism a debate? Why is Black Lives Matter even questioned?
I don't think we're questioning.
Not everybody at once.
No, I agree. Why, you know, so I think I hope he's probably talking about the people, you know, that are.
Yeah, he ain't talking about us. He's talking about the trolls.
He's asking a question, like, you know, yeah, why aren't these things important? I agree. You know, why is that even a question?
This is from Frank. Tell Liam, thanks for that average white man cut. Haven't heard it in years. You know which one that was?
No. I'm thinking it might have been, what did I play? I played one with Benny King. I like that one. I play it a lot, but I can't really name it right now.
It was Timeless Tunes, and that was actually Frank, who's a friend of the show.
Yes.
I was going to ask you that.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Yeah, thanks, Frank.
Then we have a comment from my friend, Ben.
Hey.
You just wouldn't let this sleeping dog die, LOL. I'm enjoying the new podcast, Smack, and listening to my old friend Big P regularly on my way to work. Unlike Stan, I am Black. Ben, we're glad that you're still listening. You know, I'm appreciative of you. You are
Ben and Big P, the new bromance.
I was always a Ben fan. Glad he's still around.
Any comment, Big P? Any comment?
No comment. I thank you for listening, Ben.
Well done. Very civil.
Yeah. I have a drink after that one.
Oh, you don't have to tell.
From Brother Jim. Amen to Pastor Henderson.
Wait
a minute.
Some crazy happened.
I think we lost Omar there.
Omar's audio has
okay, he's gone. We can talk about him.
We'll talk about him now.
Yeah, we'll talk about him.
Y'all still got that phone fun? Y'all need to get him.
He's back, I think.
He's back, okay.
I had something show up on my screen that said the host muted me. So I don't know who the host is. I think this is the executive director. I'm not sure.
You were echoing pretty badly. So.
You broke up.
All right, so the comment from
every
Brother
time
Jim,
that woman walks by behind you, you lose your signal.
She's electromagnetic. That's all I'm going to say.
She needs to sit her ass down somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brand new Japanese, just off the production line in Japan. Yeah, so anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to jail behind that. It ruined my election campaign. Did I even know somebody say that?
Yeah, you couldn't get elected to the PTA, so don't worry about it. So Brother Jim says, amen, Pastor Henderson. We ain't got time. God is doing what God does best. I love this. Shout out to Big P.
We want to say a shout out to Pastor Henderson, to the co-host with Benita on Love Wins. On Black
Love
Talk
Wins.
Radio Network.
Yes.
He's a friend. We had a good talk today, and he has agreed to come and do daily affirmations for the Inspiration Show in the morning with me, and he sent some over today. So we appreciate his support, and he's going to be sharing the airwaves with me in the morning starting next week.
So,
all right. He's going to turn you into a righteous reverend after all, right?
You got that right.
There was one more comment, I think, that we just got. Oh, yeah, this is from Stan the Fan. I can see that you guys have thin skin for radio hosts. First of all, your geography is off. There is no Arabia, and how did you call the leader of the free world a mongoloid? And that little girl has a potty mouth. But you didn't
do that little girl.
And sorry, I am not black enough. Stan, thank you for continuing to listen to Three
Guys.
Yes,
thank you. And I think it's really good.
Radio Network on Live 365. We truly appreciate your support.
Don't go mama sister on him again. Don't go mama sister on him again.
Now, Benita, on the last show, you called him an inbred. Now you're being nice to him. I mean,
he's an inbred. I mean,
hey,
doesn't
hey,
change.
Stop. We can be nice.
That wasn't a bad word. Inbred.
If the leader of the free world can change his mind, can we change ours? Can we be nice? I follow my leader. He was nice yesterday. At least that's what they say. Yeah. So I'm going to be nice. We can be nice, too. I mean, thanks a lot for listening, dude.
Wow.
That's all I got.
Sometimes you wonder why people listen to shows that they dislike so much. When I'm sure
they can't get away. They can't get away.
There's a lot of good stuff they can listen to over on Fox Radio and Glenn Beck Radio and Rush Limbaugh. Why
they need more material. They need more material. Yeah, you know, so they go out into the world and find more material. You know,
they just want to be us. They just want to be us. That's cool.
I'm speaking from experience, okay?
I want to give a shout out to Scotty Reed, Black Talk Radio Network.
Yes, sir.
And believe it or not, the numbers for our show are continuing to increase weekly. The downloads are up. And so there are actually people listening to us. And
hey, Ben and Stan got friends out there.
Yeah. But I must say, we have been outnumbered by Love Wins with Benita and Ellis. The top podcast on Black Talk Radio Network. Congratulations, Benita. They do a weekly
show. Straight to the top, Miss.
Thank you.
Straight to the top.
Yes. Everybody loves love.
A minimum of 400 downloads a week just on that one platform, and we're still waiting for numbers and Blog Talk Radio and Apple Music and all of those other places. So congratulations, Benita, and I did share that with your co-host today. That's kind of why I asked him to come on with my show. Maybe he'll bring some people with him when he comes over to us, too.
Bring the congregation with him, right?
What's his name, and how can I find him?
No, I got him. Don't worry about it.
Is he up late? Maybe. Is he up late at night?
Yeah, he is.
Is he up late at night? Maybe we could talk about insomnia or something. Well, we call it nothing to do.
You can appreciate this, Liam. When I was talking to him today, I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm just sitting back listening to some John Coltrane and doing some writing. So he's a huge jazz fan.
Deep.
He'll be listening on Sundays.
Tell him to check us out. Yeah, tell him to check out Straight No Chaser on Sundays. Yeah.
After church.
After church.
Right after church. Yeah. Right. 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Well, was that Straight all of the no comments?
With Liam.
Those are all of the comments that we have since last time.
All right. Shout out to like Preston Brown, Famous Brown.
Richmond Soul Radio?
Yes, it is.
Okay, RichmondSoulRadio.com. No, it wasn't. it got to my lips and then it hesitated. But anyway.
I mean, that's too easy.
Yeah.
That was too easy. We're gonna get out of here because we are intruding on the penthouse suite and Brother Omar, and who is that young lady that has that real sexy voice that's in between your songs?
Oh yeah.
She's not really a sexy lady. She's just a friend of mine. But actually, she's actually been on the show once. That's Chef Michelle of Mama Shell's.
I'm sure she's going to appreciate what you just said. Take us away, Omar. Where are we going next?
Okay, here we're going into the Friends of Distinction, another very popular group from the late 60s, early 70s, and we're going into Love or Let Me Be Lonely. Thank you guys for joining me. Talk to you all again soon.
It's been real.
But it hasn't been real fun.
Love, oh, let me
Are you up all night? So is Liam. Liam the Night Owl brings you his overnight mix from Sunday to Friday starting at midnight. It's a perfect way to get you through those late night shifts or whatever else you may be doing at that time of the night, or I should say morning. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a nice little instrumental set there. We just heard Way Back Home, Junior Walker in the All-Stars. There's also a vocal version of that song that came out around at the same time, where Junior Walker, who was a great saxophone player, playing the funk and soul style of the day, sort of in the King Curtis mode, kind of talks about growing up and living in the South back in the 50s and 60s. Before that, we heard Scarborough Fair by Herbie Hancock. Herbie Hancock, a prolific jazz recording artist who covered a lot of territory within the jazz idiom. This particular song was actually a kind of folk rock song written by Simon and Garfunkel, going to Scarborough Fair. He did a nice version of that. And before that, we heard Blue Set by trombonist Curtis Fuller. If you notice, most of this music on the Penthouse is older music, music during the time when I was actually growing up. Listening to a lot of my mom and dad's old music. My grandfather, he liked a little country music in his time, so I listened to that. Had an older brother and sister who used to do the Friday and Saturday night dance parties at the house, you know, so they played all the good old early R&B, classic soul, you know, the kind of music where you get together and rub navels with your neighbor and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I got a little older and thought I was getting sophisticated, started listening to jazz, learned a little bit about classical, and of course, you know, during the drug era, listening to all the psychedelic rock and stuff like that. So all that kind of stuff you'll hear each and every day on live365.com at the Suite Omar, the Penthouse Suite for Eclectic Music. So check us out. I want to thank our partners, Liam and Big P and Miss Benita, for joining me here. And thank you for listening. Continue to listen to Live 365. We got a little bit more music for you today, The Intrigues, in a moment, local group from the 70s. We got some Al Jarreau coming up after all. And closing out with a request from my younger brother, who fancied himself some type of ladies' man. I guess he did okay. He had four children. All of them turned out to be pretty successful in life. So this is the last song is for him. Features Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias. To all the girls I loved before. Thank you for listening. Come back and listen some more. Check us out over at live365.com. Stay positive. Stay healthy. Peace.
was a time I knew that no matter come what may, love would prevail. And then inside the dreams I knew came the question love is fear, can true love fail? Then I would miss the childhood wish, and haven't I sung to you of the knight in armor bright, faithful and true to you, darling?
Welcome to Sweet Omar, your penthouse for eclectic music on Live 365 Radio.
To all the girls I've loved before, who travel in and out my door, I'm glad they came. All the girls I once caressed, then may I say I've had the best for helping me to grow. I owe a lot, I know, to all the girls I've loved before. The winds of change are always blowing, every time change, continue growing.
Check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.